in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A very, very happy Football Thursday to you. Appreciate the fact that you're with us for the next hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Fun show for you tonight. We'll have the business of football, as we always do on this show. Bernie Kosar stops by for the second of his two weekly visits. Also going to talk with a former personnel guru in this league. His name is Bill Kuharik. He was the vice president of player personnel for the Kansas City Chiefs for a while, and also was involved in personnel work for other teams in this league for a long time. He's got, 23 years or so of experience, and a really strong voice on the draft coming up, studies all the players, watches the tape. And it's great to get these guys who've done this for a living for a long time, did it in the league for a living, and then can voice, give that neutral perspective of what's going on as they assess the Browns, as they assess the draft as a whole. And then some fun stuff, a little something different for you tonight. Josh Krajcik, I don't know if you know that name. He is from Columbus, Ohio, originally from Worcester, born in Worcester, but lives in Columbus, Ohio. But you got to know that name because this guy is he's a football guy in the sense of being a football fan. But he's a singer and a very talented one. He was a runner-up on the X Factor USA show in 2011. I don't know if you got to see the show because the oddity was that when the Browns faced the Steelers on the Thursday night game on NFL Network last year, the X Factor that would have been broadcast on WJW, Fox 8, which had the local rights to the game, they were showing the game. And then the X Factor show got shown later, so I don't know if you were staying up for a later delay broadcast of Josh's performance, but this guy killed on that show. Simon Cowell is one of the judges, Paula Abdul. There's a YouTube video out there. Josh Krajcik in our building today, doing some other stuff related to media for us, for the Browns, and he's just this big Browns fan. I mean, gonzo Browns fan, and loves this team with a great passion, but we want to recognize that and recognize his music. You're going to hear the song he performed reach that runner-up status on the X Factor USA. So, we're getting a little entertainment on this show. Every now and then we slide a little away from football, not too far away, but we got to hear what Josh has to say about being a Browns fan and about being a guy who's going to be a rising star here as a singer, as a performer. And also, your questions and comments, which we take, of course, via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and voicemail. Our voicemail line, you dial us up at 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138, and we have a voicemail message for you today.
Hey, Vic, my name is Mitch. I listen on my phone from Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't really have a question, but more of a comment. The negativity swirling around the Browns and the fans that are just being so just down on the team is getting a little uncharacteristic of Clevelanders. We're hardworking people. We're blue-collar. I've never heard a fan base like this complaining so much about the team that they love. And if you look at Holmgren's track record with what he's done with the teams he's involved with, it's all positive. So I'm just kind of like asking Clevelanders to please be patient because, yeah, it's tough right now, but he's cleaning up the mess that has been going on for a number of years. And just have faith in Holmgren and Heckert. I know I do. I know all the people that make fun of me for being a Cleveland Browns fan down here in Atlanta do. And I just want to say go Browns. I have nothing but a positive outlook on this team because they're getting their stuff together and they're doing it the right way. Thank you. Appreciate it. Love the show.
All right. We appreciate the call and the message. And just so you know, I mean, if you've listened to this show, there's some real balance here, just for the record. We've had voicemail messages. I think we had one yesterday that was complete opposite sounding from a positive standpoint. I mean, it was more of a reprimanding or you know, the warning, you know, don't screw this thing up or don't overthink the draft as you've done it before. I mean, admonishment of the Browns administration. And we put it all out there. We take what we can. I'm not saying we use every single voicemail we get, but we use them all. Say that again. We don't use every one we get, but the ones we use have balance. I mean, we definitely have had clearly more negative than positive ones, and that's not because we're seeking negative ones. That's what we're getting there too, and that's you're going to get a lot of that when you're again dealing with a team that is still trying to get it right. But that was a refreshing call from Atlanta, and a nice different perspective on the Brown situation from a fan. And let's go via the Browns official Twitter page for a question from Kyle. If the Browns were smart, they would take Justin Blackmon and Brandon Weeden. No analysis needed. Weeden to Blackmon, a winning formula. Well, it has been or was at Oklahoma State, so I like the chemistry thought that you have there. Don't know that it guarantees it's going to work officially in the NFL as well as it did in the collegiate level, as you point out. But it is an interesting thought, and there are those who would tell you that that's the right way it should go. Blackmon at four overall, and Weeden at 22. Will via Twitter. Bernie was the man. This is in reference to Bernie being on the show today. Bernie was the man. My wife loved him as a little girl. Still has a jersey. I tell you, there's a lot of folks like that around here. A lot of Kozar lovers around this town. And I know Bernie appreciates that too. And we pass it along when we hear about it. But seeing him at the remote that we did. A week ago at Discount Drug Mart with all the folks showing up for Bernie and for Hanford Dixon and for Ben Watson. It was a fun thing to see. Brian, via Twitter, I feel that Trent Richardson could literally carry the Browns organization on his back and then add 2 45-pound plates on each side. Just thought that was funny. Let's see. And then Mike, via Twitter, speaking for all Cleveland fans, if the Browns draft Tannehill over Richardson or Blackmon, I may crawl under a rock and give up. Wow. I just don't see it. I know it's a possibility, and I know a lot of people out there, or some people out there, and we're going to talk about it in this show with Bernie Kozar. We'll ask Bill Kuharik, too, their thoughts about this. But I can't wrap my mind around it, and it doesn't mean it won't happen. And I'm not offering any inside knowledge that something like that could or couldn't happen with Tannehill, because it's just out there. It's just not something that fits my thinking right now to draft him in that four spot that high. But maybe, and again, others could see it differently, and others who do the personnel selecting, whether it's for the Browns or any team in the league, could have a whole different perspective on that. All right, in a couple of minutes, we're going to get this thing started with a conversation, or continue it, I should say, with a conversation with Bernie Kozar. Stopping by here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into munch madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. The easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer. Share screens in real time and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quartz jug, a Castrol GTX conventional motor oil, and a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. Plus, you walk out of Advance with a free John Force racing hat valued at $20. A free $20 hat? You're only paying $19.99 for oil. What gives? Actually, Advance does.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Get ready, Cleveland, for sounds of cheering, bullhorns, and skate setting through the ice of Quicken Loans Arena. Experience Cleveland's team, Monsters Hockey.
Fan Appreciation Night, presented by Horseshoe Casino, is Saturday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. when Monsters take on the Rockford Icehawks. Every fan in attendance will have the chance to win a jersey off the players' backs. Get your tickets for Fan Appreciation Night today.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you to the top of this hour. Talking ball. That's what we do. Talk Cleveland Browns football. Talk NFL football. We talk about it all. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
Happy to have with us, as always, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, well, Bern, we got to talk some quarterbacks, because this the conversation of this draft, as it applies to not just the Browns, but really to this whole upper tier, and then with regard to the Browns, perhaps when you get into the lower portion of the first round as well, the quarterback discussion involving Ryan Tannehill and Brandon Whedon. And let's start with Tannehill, because now there seems to be some push or talk or whatever we want to call it for him to possibly be the third overall pick of this draft for a team that would maybe make a deal with Minnesota to take him there. Are you buying that, that Tannehill, despite limited experience that everybody knows about, could actually be that guy taken third overall?
Well, I find it interesting, and Mr. Irvin the other day tweeted that he's trying to take care of his friend, Ziggy, the owner in Minnesota, by saying that teams should call him and that he should be the third pick, knowing that he's probably set in his situation. Andrew, look, I think we're getting, with social media, with the internet, with Facebook, with emails, with blogs, I think we're getting what's an emphasis or an increased emphasis on things we've seen for years of incredible positioning and misinformation that goes out before the draft. We're about 2 weeks literally 2 weeks away from the first round, and the jockeying that's going on, I think it's just getting heightened and emphasized. Yeah. I find it incredibly interesting that, again, it shows you how much emphasis and popularity there is in the NFL, but yet how much pressure there is to be right and get the best deal that you can, more importantly, or most importantly, get the best players you can.
Yeah, and Bernie, you mentioned Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, in his tweet. He referred to Ryan Tannehill as the hidden gem of this draft. And again, this is an owner of a team, and it wouldn't be the first time that even somebody at that level dispensed some information that might try to influence a process. But like you said, there's nothing really for him to gain out of this, which I think maybe is where he believes he's coming from, because he's got that top overall pick. And he's likely to use it on Andrew Luck, so he's got his quarterback. But to talk about Tannehill as a guy that would be taken possibly as the third overall guy, it's created some head scratching. But there are people in other corners who wouldn't be that surprised, who think highly of Tannehill's skills.
Well, some of those people. I think a lot of us, myself included, I think real highly of his skills. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, 31 games as a starter, then to move to 19 games as a real productive, athletic starting quarterback is incredibly impressive. It's just at the third pick of the draft, is that someone who immediately is ready to come in and play? Because typically your top 5-6 picks are guys that immediately are difference makers, that are ready to be NFL starters. And that's where I think the speculation comes with somebody like that.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, the other quarterback in play, in discussion, I should say, and this is maybe tying in more toward the Browns' later pick. A lot of speculation that the Browns could be focused on Brandon Weeden, possibly with that 22nd pick, or maneuvering somewhere in the middle portion of the draft, if necessary, to grab the Oklahoma State quarterback. We've talked about him before. Again, an older guy, hitting 29 at the start of the season, had that pro baseball career. But more than anything, I think there's a lasting impression of a really good, strong arm, and maybe a more, maybe not maybe, but definitely a more developed game than a Ryan Tannehill has, and possibly more so than a Robert Griffin III.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Brandon Weeden, a lot of people look at it as a negative that he's 29 years old, but in terms of effectively playing early this upcoming year, his experience with the added age, with the added aspect of experience of being trying to be a professional baseball player, at that added age and effectiveness being around these different types of environments, probably from a maturity level, give him a better chance to develop into the NFL in the short run. Now, the long run with the age, it definitely could be a consideration 5 to 10 years from now. But in the next 5 years, he could be effectively one of the guys that could step in on a team and be able to lead them more so than some of the other younger quarterbacks.
And it gets very interesting, Bernie, as we get closer now, 2 weeks and counting, as to what might happen if, in fact, say, Matt Khalil is not, as has been sort of the chalk talk, that he would be the third guy taken. That if he's not taken there, does it make sense for the Browns to try to get a guy who's been a true left tackle in college, when you've already got a left tackle here in Joe Thomas, and try to make a right tackle out of him? Maybe that doesn't compute. Maybe that doesn't make sense. And then you see a guy like Matt Khalil, who is considered but one of these 10 or 15 year starters in this league at the tackle position, suddenly falling a little lower on the board than expected.
Well, again, it's probably not, from a fan perspective, the most sexy thing you could do. But asking an ex-quarterback, there's no doubt incredible athleticism and talent from the offensive line position you really like. So, yeah, I don't think he would have any problem moving from left tackle to right tackle. And then to have a Joe Thomas and a Khalil there and Alex Mack in the middle, boy, that lays the foundation for debatably one of the best, deepest toughest lines in the whole NFL. So you could do a lot worse than that.
Yeah, the conversation is going to get very interesting as we go forward, because that's this week's topic. You know, when we start hitting this next week, as we get within a week of the draft, it'll be something else, Bernie.
Yeah, well, look, we're seeing the rumors help start the show about Tannehill and per se saying he should be number three and all that. I think it's only going to get heightened over the next 2 weeks. Teams like the Dolphins, who Shermer, their offensive coordinator, was Tannehill's head coach, have a quarterback need, could really be nervous about having to make their first round pick. And we saw what Washington had to pay to go from 6-2. Teams wanting to go from 8-4, 8-3, if they really feel that somebody's going to jump in front of them and make a play, if that is the guy they want.
Yeah, the two parts of that Dolphins story, very interesting, because like you say, Mike Shermer there and having coached Tannehill at Texas A&M is one connection. And then the other issue is Matt Moore. Can you believe in him as the starting quarterback for the Dolphins? And a lot of folks can't, so they want to see a new face. And I guess they want to see whoever that face is. If it's Ryan Tannehill, that's pretty much the only answer, I guess, in this draft, unless they were somehow to be in play for Brandon Whedon somewhere down the line.
Right, and I think, again, this following the Dolphins and understanding the market down there, I don't think it's going to be possible to go into the season with Matt Moore as their top quarterback. So them and doing something early in the draft is almost has to happen.
Almost a given. Bernie, thank you so much. Great stuff as always, and we'll visit with you again next week, buddy.
Thanks, Dick. Have a great weekend.
All right, that's Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreats, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and
Hey fans, did you know that hundreds of common medications can cause a serious side effect called dry mouth? It's not only annoying. If left untreated, dry mouth can cause serious oral complications. While you can always ask the trusted pharmacist at Discount Drug Mart about dealing with drug side effects, the easy answer to relieving dry mouth symptoms is to add Oasis Moisturizing Mouthwash to your daily routine. And for on-the-go dry mouth symptom relief, don't forget to check out Oasis Moisturizing Mouth Spray, the portable dry mouth solution that fits right in your pocket or purse. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
The new computer lab sure is popular, Shelly.
So I've heard. And I'm setting up 4 more stations next week. When it comes to passions, Shelly tops the list. She heads the IT department for our local school system. Not long ago, she came to me and my team at Time Warner Cable Business Class with an idea. Let students take classes from any of the district's 10 schools without leaving their own classrooms. After all, the more resources the kids have, the more they'll learn. When I met with Shelly, we came up with a way to connect all the schools with an Ethernet solution. Now she can stream high-def video between locations. Who knows what Shelly will think of next? Helping students learn is Shelly's business. I'm proud she's made it my business, too.
To learn more, call 866-TWC4BIZ or visit TWCBC.com. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows.
Products and services not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
When it comes to exciting places to work, nothing compares to Quicken Loans.
We're a creative,
technology,
and people company.
I get time each week to create whatever I want.
I help the family purchase their first home, and I'm helping rebuild a great American city.
Are you ready for a job that rewards your innovation?
Good, because you found it. I'm talking over 300 jobs for developers,
programmers, project managers,
engineers.
You name it, we're looking for it. Our fast-paced banking and operations teams are looking for a ton of people. We've got great benefits, great facilities, and great people.
Quicken Loans is proud to be ranked in the top 10 of Fortune's best companies to work for in the U.S.
Dude, if you're looking for a gig, you should call 800-411-JOBS and find out why Computer World Magazine
has ranked Quicken Loans as one of the top 10 best places to work in IT.
We're Quicken Loans, and there's more to us than you think.
Call us today at 800-411-JOBS. That number again is 800-411-JOBS.
Or go to QuickenLoansCareers.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 30.
Hey! Back to you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. The Cleveland Browns Future Stars Camp, presented by Medical Mutual, will help kids ages 5 to 7 learn the football basics. The 2012 camp will take place in conjunction with the Browns Draft Day Party at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Thursday, April 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. To register your child, call 877-6-BROWNS or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment, conversation with Bill Kuharik, personnel guru in the National Football League formerly, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And happy to have with us right now Bill Kuharik. He is the former Vice President of Player Personnel for the Kansas City Chiefs, a longtime personnel man in the National Football League. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Vic. How you doing?
Doing great, and wonderful to have your expertise with us as we move closer, literally down to 2 weeks before the 2012 draft. And so much discussion about what is going to take place at the top end of this draft still, and the Browns are very much in the middle of that discussion with the fourth overall pick. What's your take on the talk now that maybe at three, a lot of different things could happen, not the least of which is the Vikings trading out, somebody maybe trading in to take Ryan Tannehill, perhaps, the Texas A&M quarterback, and you have Matt Khalil, who had been up to this point the presumptive number three guy taken, maybe he still is. What's your take on all that?
Well, I think there's a little gamesmanship going on by Rick Spielman and the Vikings. You know, they're coming off a 3-13 season. They have a lot of holes to fill. So I think he put that out there to see if he could maximize interest, to see who would be interested in hopping up to three. You know, Ryan Tannehill seems to be the target guy right now, but as we all know, the way drafts go, there might be a team that wants to jump up there to get Khalil, for example. So I think there's a little gamesmanship going on, and, you know, the last 2 weeks, Vic, as you know, there's more misinformation going around than information. So as far as that's concerned, I think that, you know, when it's all settled down, unless they get a real strong offer at three to move out of there, I think they'll stay right where they are and pick Khalil, because I think, barring injury, he's a 10-year player at tackle.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So Matt Khalil does look like the real deal to play that left tackle position, but does it, if that scenario were to work out where he wasn't taken at three, and then, okay, now he's in play for the Browns at that fourth pick if the Browns are hanging on to that. But I look at this Browns team that needs a right tackle, and they've got their long-term left tackle, of course, in Joe Thomas. Would it make sense to take this guy and try to make a right tackle out of him, or do you see a scenario where Khalil would fall in any regard to, you know, to the eventual team that wants that left tackle?
Well, first let's address the Browns. They have five of the first 100 picks They've got 8 of the first 160. This, to me, looking at it, big picture, is opportunity for the Browns, and also it's a critical draft for them. They can make a lot of hay and make a lot of fill a lot of holes. Once they get their board set, if they look at it and say, okay, you know, who's it going to come down to for our first pick? Is it going to come down to Richardson and Blackman? Okay, if we take the running back, when can we get a wide receiver? You know, if we take Blackman, who can we get at 22? Maybe a wide receiver down there would be feasible. If we took Richardson and we could get a wide receiver down at 22. So I think this kind of is reminiscent of our 2008 draft in Kansas City, where we had 8 of the top 140, and we came out of that with 5 starters, and Dorsey, Albert, Flowers, Jamal Charles, and Brandon Carr, who now left to go to Dallas on a big contract. So if you look at it, and you can come out of 5 starters in the first 140, you know, that's terrific. And certainly they have the picks. They can use some of those picks later on to move up because they do have 13 picks. So they have a lot of options. They can maximize their and use all 13 of their picks. They can use some of the back-end picks to move up in a particular round or come in from, let's say, the third into the second if there's somebody that they see there that's high on their board still. So I think they're in good position. As I said, there's a lot of opportunity there, but it's very critical. They're coming off, you know, a 4-12 season. They were 5-11 the year before, 5-11 the year before, 4-12. So now's the opportunity with, you know, the second year under the head coach Shurmur to really develop this team and really make some real progress going into the season.
Bill Kuharik, he's the former vice president of player personnel for the Kansas City Chiefs, again, a longtime NFL personnel man. And Bill, are you buying the discussion that Ryan Tannehill could very well be the third best, not just quarterback? I mean, that's understood that he's the next guy in line, but it had been presumed, at least by me, for the longest time, that the distance between Tannehill and Andrew Luck slash Robert Griffin III was a big one, a big gap, I guess. And now there would be some discussion, folks would have you believe that, and I go back to this information and misinformation discussion, but that he's maybe the third best player to be taken. Are you buying any of that?
I'm not, but there are a lot of people that are. You know, if you look at this, a lot of these player movements are created between the combine and draft day because of, one, the media, two, these draft day or draft analysts that are constantly available for comments, and because the league is quarterback needy, and teams have realized that they need to get a quarterback. And if you look at it, and history tells you in the first round, especially in the top 10, that one out of two quarterbacks fail if you go back and look at previous drafts. Now this year I think is unique because I think my evaluation is Luck and Griffin are 1 and 1A, or they're just so close. I don't think you can go wrong with either player. Washington must feel that way, or they wouldn't have made the big trade to get into the second position, knowing that if there was a change of heart by Indy and they took Griffin, then Washington would end up with Luck. So they feel they're in a win-win. Getting back to Tannehill, 19 games as a quarterback, as a starter, had some injury problems, converted wide receiver. The ceiling is extremely high. He is a talented guy. He's got a lot of intangibles. For me, I would have to listen to my scouts and my coaches and really have to be almost sold that this guy is worthy of a pick in the top 5. To me, he's not the third best player in the draft. I agree with you, he is the third best quarterback, but as you stated, there is considerable distance between one Luck and Griffin as 1 and 2 and Tannehill. If you look at last year's draft, to me, you had Gabbert at Jacksonville and Ponder at Minnesota that were drafted way too high for their evaluations, in my opinion, and they were a creation of what we just discussed. Then you come around in the second round, and Cincinnati takes an Andy Dalton, who after 1 year, and we can't completely judge quarterbacks on 1 year, but after 1 year, if you redid the draft, Andy Dalton would go ahead of Ponder and Gabbert. Right. So, you know, I just think you got to set your board, you got to be true to your board, and, you know, you can't, especially in the top five or top seven picks, you cannot try to force a filling of a need. You've got to take the best player on the board. And in the top seven picks, there'll be more than one player to choose from. So, like you mentioned, a Khalil, if he does fall, not because of anything that he's done, but because somebody fascinated with the quarterback, somebody's going to get a really good player that didn't expect to be there. It happens all the time. So I just think in the Brown situation, you set your board. Mike Holmgren and Tom Heckert set their board, and they've been through a lot of drafts. So this is not a new team going at it. And just stay true to your board. And with the amount of picks that you have, you know, you can, as I mentioned, we were very fortunate to get five starters, and then we started them as rookies, and they had situations where they were learning and made some errors, but they were big contributors to the 10-6 playoff team to the Chiefs 2 years ago, and certainly everybody recognizes Brandon Carr, who's a fifth rounder, and his ability as a young guy, and Dallas stepped forward and gave him a 5-year, $50 million contract. So like I said, Tom and Mike, you know, stay true to your board. You've got a lot of picks. You've got a lot of people to move around, and you can really make some hay in this draft.
One other item I wanted to hit with you, Bill, is because you had experience with this, but there's been discussion about which team will be featured next on the very popular Hard Knocks series. NFL Films and HBO has done this for the past several years, and it is, I think, one of my favorite football shows, sports shows, period, the behind-the-scenes look at training camp. And you had those Hard Knocks cameras at the Chiefs camp when you were there, when Herman Edwards was the head coach. As you hear the conversation about whether maybe the Falcons could be a team or Jacksonville could be a team that does it, maybe some discrepancy between the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, and Rex Ryan over having those Hard Knocks cameras back to the Jets camp. Just your thoughts in general about having gone through the experience, is it anything that you regret, or do you think it's a good thing for a team to do it, especially maybe one that hasn't done it before?
Well, you got a lot of questions in there. Okay, if I missed any, come back.
That's okay.
First of all, it was a great experience for our football team. We were a transitioning team from an older veteran team to a younger team. So we had a lot of personalities at Hard Knocks. At first in the discussion, there's always reluctance. You know, how much interference is this going to be? What's it going to affect meetings and, you know, just having cameras around? The first couple of days, everyone really noticed the cameras. It was kind of a pain in the butt because everywhere you moved, there was somebody following you with a camera and sticking a microphone in your mouth. Some of the rooms were mic'd and camered in them. But after the first couple of days, once you became acclimated to them being around and they became acclimated to you, it kind of just went into the background. You knew they were there, and you knew. You know, this was a situation where I wouldn't say you want to be guarded to what you said, because everything is edited, and part of the deal is the whoever's in charge of the organization has works with Steve Sable and has and the NFL Films and HBO, and always has final editing, and you know, they want to leave some things in there that are really good, and you have to give and take in negotiating what goes in and what goes out. But I think for the fans, it's a tremendous inside look on training camp and behind the scenes, what goes on. You know, a lot of fans see the finished product. They go to the games on Sunday, but, you know, really, there's a lot that goes into getting to that Sunday, and it starts in training camp, and, you know, all the things that go on behind the scenes, daily preparation for double days and practice and meetings, and so I think it's a great insight. I think once is enough I think, you know, for me, if I'm in charge of the Jacksonville or the Jets, I did it. It was great. You know, go to some other team. I just think that it becomes, you know, it becomes comparison if you do it twice, especially if you do it twice, close back-to-back and within 3 or 4 years of doing it the first time. So yeah, once is enough. I think it's great insight. It was great for our football team, as I said. You know, and Herm's a pretty conservative guy, so for Herb to step out of there and agree to it, you know, and everybody had fun with it, with the coaches and the players. So that's my take on it. I haven't gone through it, and I think it gives the fans, and it was well received in the Kansas City area because we did train away from the city, away from our home fans up in Wisconsin. It gave the fans a great insight into what goes on in training camp.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and that was one of my favorite series, is the one that involved the Chiefs and, you know, knowing people like yourself and Herman so well that were part of it. But anyway, very good stuff, and appreciate your time, Bill, and we look forward to checking with you in the future.
Okay, Vic, appreciate it.
He is Bill Kuharik, former Vice President of Player Personnel for the Kansas City Chiefs, again a veteran of player personnel departments in the National Football League, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Hey, Strongsville, you can stop running around now. Hi, this is Mike.
And Sharon Harbrook. Discount Drug Mart has arrived in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround with everything you need at low prices.
Save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Health and beauty supplies, groceries, including frozen foods, fresh produce, at deli department, fine wines, plus greeting cards, DVD rentals, and so much more.
Stop in at the new Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect.
We're saving you the runaround every day.
The Lake County Captains begin their 10th anniversary celebration this weekend, starting with our April 12th opener. Join us this opening weekend and all season long at Classic Park as we celebrate our Diamond Anniversary with promotions like
Buck Night Mondays, Feed Your Face Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Friday and Saturday fireworks, and Family Fun Sundays. For tickets and event schedule, visit CaptainsBaseball.com and find us on Facebook to wish us a happy anniversary.
Come celebrate 10 years of family memories.
With the Captains.
You're driving, you put on the brakes, but the car keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. Gee, it's possible you might need new brakes. Too expensive, you say? So's an accident. Well, here's the deal of the year. New brakes, just $99, today through Sunday at NTB. Brake jobs, only $99. You get TruStop brake pads, machine rotors, and inspection of your complete brake system, all for $99. $99 for new brakes at NTB. And even with the high price of oil, today through Sunday, oil changes at NTB. Only $19.99 plus $3 disposal fee. Need new tires? Select 60,000-mile all-season tires, any size, one price, only $79. Any size, $79. Brakes, $99. Oil changes, $19.99. Any size, all-season tires, $79. Today through Sunday at all NTB tire stores.
My love is cold.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, those tunes you're hearing on the rejoin here, those are from Josh Krajic. Yep, he is a rising talent, an up-and-coming star from Columbus, lives in Columbus, Ohio, from Worcester, Ohio. Stopped by our studio today, and in a little bit, you're going to hear from him on Cleveland Browns Daily, again, driven by Liberty Ford. But Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this fun segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. Very happy to have with us now, and this guy is an amazing guest, folks, because not only does he come to us as someone who is very much a football guy in the sense of being one of the biggest Browns fans on the planet, but he's also an immensely talented singer. His name is Josh Krajic. You'll know that name from his appearing on the X Factor USA in 2011. He was a runner-up on that show. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
So, you know, hearing your story is so inspiring. First of all, that you competed on that show and blew people away. I saw the YouTube video of you singing At Last, and you had, you know, first of all, people I was watching with had chills, and you had that audience just going. I mean, take us back to that day. That was in December.
Well, that was actually in the summer.
Oh, in the summer it was recorded?
Okay. Yeah, recorded, and then they played it then in September, I think.
September, okay.
But it was a pretty big moment in my life, obviously, but it was kind of easy for me because I've played in front of crowds. So the fact that this show's different and that you audition in front of 4,000 people and the judges was actually kind of a very comforting thing to me because, you know, singing for four people in a room is weird. But being on stage and performing, that's something that I've been doing my whole life. So it was really a great moment for me.
Something else you've been doing your whole life, Browns fan.
Browns fan, yeah, through and through. Live and die by the Browns. My buddies, actually last year was the first year in a long time that I didn't go to my buddy's house and we all get together and grill out and watch the games at my bass player Mitch's place every Sunday. So
this is in Columbus?
I live in Columbus.
Born in Worcester, but you live in Columbus.
Yep, I've lived in Columbus the last decade or so, and we go out to my buddy Mitch's place every Sunday to watch the Browns, and it was a bit of a struggle to not be able to really do that while I was on the show, but obviously it was worth it.
Now, very interesting thing, because when you were on the X Factor, and of course it's all about the viewing voters, the voters for popularity and following you and giving and Browns fans and Browns players were in your corner big time, but it's very interesting how they were tweeting about you, calling people out to say, hey, vote for this guy. I mean, how did that feel to know that you had the support of Browns players as you're performing?
It's really kind of hard to put into words, but the amount of support I got from the players and Browns fans alike, it just made my heart swell. It gives you that extra little oomph to go out there and perform because you know that you got people in your corner, and it's great because I'm in the Browns players' corner every Sunday, so it was nice to have that turn around and suddenly they're in my corner. It was really kind of surreal and amazing.
And what's very cool about this is yours is a story of, you know, that it's that underdog thing. It's coming essentially out of nowhere to make this impact on a national stage as a singer. This football team is obviously gone through a prolonged struggle. So to be a fan of this team isn't an easy thing, to stay loyal to it, yet that's exactly what you're doing.
That's right. I think, you know, being an underdog is something I do have in common with the Browns, but I think that's what makes us, I mean, Browns fans, such great football fans, because we have been through the struggle. We've seen hardships, and we still stick with them. And I think that's why it's the greatest fans in the National Football League are Browns fans.
And maybe not to overdo the analogy, but you do bring kind of that sense, just listening to you sing, of live the life you've lived, the challenges you've faced come through in your music. You can't just sing songs, right? You got to feel it.
Absolutely. It's all about feeling when you perform, and you know, I've lived it. You know, I'm 31 now, and I think that when you have life experiences, love, pain, sorrow, happiness, those come through in your performances every time.
At Last. I mean, that's a song in the original. I mean, the artist who sang that had her share of tough life, and she was only 19, and she sounded a lot older in that song.
Etta was amazing in that sense. You know, when you listen to that recording of At Last, when she sang it, that was all just one take, and so it's just captured this magical moment where the stars aligned, and this woman who's 19 years old really can bring you to your knees, and that's music, man.
So what are you up to now? You've performed, you were runner-up on that. That got you all kinds of attention. I'm assuming you're going to start to put together your next phase here with what, an album and such?
Yeah, I'm now a signed artist, so that's great, and
wow.
Just working on writing a lot of great material and get a record out this year, hopefully during the Browns season.
Is that the target time to get something released?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I think you want to try to get the music out as fast as you can when you're in a situation like mine, which is unique in the music industry. But I don't think there's a better time to come out with a record than during football season.
What kind of music will it be? I mean, are we talking blues? What will be the...
It's going to be kind of record that I want to hear. It's going to be a very soulful, honest record. So it's going to be some elements of pop and soul and blues and rock and all that, but I think any time music's honest, that's when it's at its best.
Maybe something that can be thematic to pull into the Browns. I mean, that would be great. That wouldn't be a bad thing.
I'm going to write my next song so it can fit into some Browns promos.
Oh, no, I totally love that. I can't let you go, let anyone who's a Browns fan go without asking your thoughts on the upcoming draft. It's only a couple of weeks away.
Well, it's exciting every year. There's a lot of ways we could go with it.
Okay. Which way do you want to see them go?
Well, I'd like to see, what's his name, Richardson.
Yeah, running back.
He's an exciting pick.
Okay.
At the same time, you could trade down and get more needs taken. But that's kind of, we've done that. So I think that the sexy pick is to go with the running back, but it's going to be exciting to see.
But you wouldn't mind if they addressed more holes? I mean, a lot of my buddies would mind. I was going to say, a lot of people, the feedback we get in this show, they'd mind too. So.
Yeah, I mean...
But you're kind of an open-minded fan.
I'm an open-minded fan, but I'd rather see, you know, a strong move to take a great marquee player like that. But again, we got a lot of needs that need fulfilled, so I can see the trade down being also a move that could work.
He is Josh Krajicek, and he is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're so thrilled to have you with us, so happy for your success, that you're representing not only yourself and Worcester and Columbus, but you're representing the Browns on this big stage too, my man.
That's awesome, man. It's a pleasure, and just thanks so much for having me here.
All right,
really cool.
Can't wait to follow your career. All right, much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's Truck Month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Big Horn package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000, cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Bedford.
See dealer for details.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from the Chelsea Lately Show, comedian and actor Christina Puschitsky. Come see Christina Puschitsky this Thursday through Sunday at the Improv located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Platte. Christina Puschitsky. You've seen her NBC's Last Comic Standing, MTV's Road Rules Australia, and the Showtime Comedy Network. Now come see Christina Puschitsky live this week at the Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV. That's 696-4677 for tickets to see the hysterically funny Christina Puschitsky. We'll see you there.
Season. This is it.
This is it.
How are you feeling?
Like balloons are being blown up inside my nose.
A little sinus surprise party.
Like my contacts are made out of onion skin.
Ouch.
Like my throat fell asleep in the tanning bed.
Extra crispy.
Like I just sipped a sand smoothie.
Really dry.
I'm a sinus stuffed, nose clogged, watery eyed, scratchy throated mess. I've got allergies. Do you have allergies?
Yes.
Is that what you're feeling?
No.
Target Pharmacy.
Target Pharmacy?
Target Pharmacy.
Target Pharmacy. Swing by today for a daily dose of That's Not What I'm Feeling.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Led Zeppelin on the rejoin here, and Dave DiNatale just telling the kind of music that I love and that we hope you love, but really doesn't matter because I love it. No. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. That's not true. Come on. We want it to be what you like so that you'll listen. Ask Nick, the portion of the show that is driven by Liberty Ford, the questions that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Zachary via Twitter. The Browns don't need to take a quarterback with the fourth pick. You have one in Colt McCoy. Surround him with weapons, and you will see improvement. I don't know where that opinion ranks in terms of popularity percentage-wise. Going to put it probably in the lower end, but needs to be heard because it's a different perspective than I think a lot of people are offering. Drew via Twitter. As a diehard Browns fan, I would love to see Richardson at 4 and Whedon at 22. Who cares if he's, meaning Whedon, 28? I guess he'll be 29 by the time the season starts. He wins. We need that. You heard earlier in the show, if you didn't hear earlier in the show, we talked with Bernie Kosar about Whedon. And, you know, the age thing, and the more people I talk with around the league, isn't really a troubling factor because it's you get, if you're thinking in terms of the guy, you know, is maybe, again, that 12, 15-year player, you might have a problem with that. But a lot of careers started late and were highly successful, so that really isn't the issue. Really good arm, really good command, lots of things that I think he could bring to the table. Still would be a rookie and still would need some work, I think, to before I'd be willing to push him out on the field. even though he would be older than Colt McCoy if he were a Brown. But I'm good with the guy. I like, again, the stature, the size, all the things that he brings physically to the position and mentally as well. I mean, I think he's the complete package for a guy that doesn't have to necessarily be a premier, say, top something five pick or whatever. Matt, if the Browns draft Ryan Tannehill, it will be one of the biggest mistakes they've made in years. Worse than Brady Quinn. Much worse. Matt via Twitter on that one. I don't know. I mean, again, there's a lot to this guy, talent-wise, but it's going to mesmerize somebody if it isn't the Browns. That upside talk, athletic ability. Scott via Facebook. Vic, if we could hear the closed-door conversations among Lerner, Holmgren, Heckert, and or Shurmur, what do you think might be stated about expectations for the 2012 season? My guess is that they are, this is still them reading, Scott, that they're going to be satisfied with a 6-10 or 7-9 season. Of course, they can't say that publicly. What do you think? I think it's going to be yet another very long season. Scott, I don't hear anyone in this building, and I don't think anyone's going to say that's an expectation. You're expect to win and be successful and go to the playoffs, win a Super Bowl. That's what this is all about. That's what the big money that's paid at the NFL level is all about. So I don't think there's that kind of thought process. I think it's just be successful, turn it around, do it as well as possible. It's not settle for anything less than that. We want to thank Bernie Kosar, Bill Kuharik, Josh Krajic, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, and our great producer, Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.